You're on 981.2 and we're talking motoring with David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. David, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Andrew.
Mate, one of my favourite films is The Italian Job. Everyone remembers it because of the minis. They could redo it again, but they'd have to maybe able to do it with an electric mini.
Well, it's best. Perhaps the minis could have been quieter going down those sewerage pipe tunnels.
Definitely.
This is happening out of England, the UK, where they're taking minis and they're replacing the aged 1275cc engine. Well, that's in a Cooper S. And they're putting in a 90-kilowatt electric unit. Now, the key issue, to my mind, is that they have mini-light mags. You know those mag wheels, which have a fairly significant centre and then have eight little... almost not quite spokes, but spokes, I guess, lines out of it. I reckon any car looks good with mini light mags.
Yep.
And I think the mini looks near perfection as I could possibly imagine.
I agree with you, and this is the perfect meeting of a city car that probably doesn't go very far in a little battery engine. It's a perfect marriage.
You've got to remember how small these cars are, so they're not going to be able to fit in a very big motor. In fact, the range is not earth-shattering. They say it's only about 160 kilometres. Ah, you'll say, that's terrible. Well, there's a lot of people only doing 20 kilometres a day.
Yeah.
In urban areas, and I understand not necessarily around the Hunter, but the point being is that horses for courses. You're allowing people, among other things, to keep the image of that mini alive, but also to do it in a manner which may well become necessary if governments say you can't go into the inner city area unless it's an ultra low emission vehicle, or you can't go near schools, or you can't go down certain roads past schools or housing or hospitals or so on unless you're in a low pollution emitting vehicle, in this case zero at the local level.
This is a really great repurposing. I must admit, I've seen a few of the more modern minis, and my first thought to myself is they're too big. But the old classic mini is a perfect car for a little area, doesn't need much parking space, and if it doesn't need much in the way of a battery to get around, then anyone living in those parts of the world, it would suit them perfectly.
And if you're fitting into that, then you don't have to spend hours. You remember we talked a week or so ago about plugging into your home?
Yes.
If you've got a very big battery, it can take you 50 hours to charge. This is really recognising what might be a specific use of a vehicle like this, which is knockabout around and doing short trips. Do you remember when they first came? Well, don't remember, but we'll talk about the history of it. When they first came out, people like Spike Milligan became trendy. Who was it? Princess Margaret had one. Not that I'm saying that means that it's either good or bad, but it's saying that the image of it, real revolution of an urban car, as you describe, for nipping about, parking easily, and feeling good about it without necessarily taking up a huge amount of space.
David, I'm going to ask a very important question that will people will finally decide what they think of you the way you answer this question. If you had yourself a little Mini Cooper S, what colour would it be?
Green.
Good answer.
I'd have to be British Racing green.
That is the correct answer. Well done, sir.
Well, the only thing I might point out is that people might have made up their mind about me already.
Well, now they know that you are completely stylish, if I can put it that way.
Yes, when I say make my mind up about me, that wasn't necessarily a positive thing.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing some of these repurposed Mini Coopers. I might have to hold my breath until I see my old Morris 1500 repurposed with a battery, but I won't hold my breath until next week when David Brown joins us to talk more motoring. Thanks, mate.
Morris 1500. Oh, dear.